Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for opening a new way, that the shadows in the Old Testament all been fulfilled, that we have now got a new way to come to you through the Spirit, not in the old Jerusalem, but now in the new Jerusalem, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for a new way of goodness and perfectness and righteousness, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading Psalm 122 from the TPT translation. I was overjoyed when they said, "Let's go up to the house of the Lord." And now at last we stand here, inside the very gates of Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, you were built as a city of praise, where God and man mingle together. This is where all the tribes of Yahweh are required to come and worship Him. This is where the thrones of kings have been established to rule in righteousness. Even King David ruled from here. Pray and seek for Jerusalem's peace, for all who love her will prosper. O Jerusalem, may there be peace for those who dwell inside your walls and prosperity in your every palace. I intercede for the sake of my family and friends who dwell there, that they may all live in peace. For the sake of your house, Yahweh, our God, I will seek the welfare and prosperity of Jerusalem.
Hallelujah. Yeah, and this was all the shadow, eh? The shadow of the lamb that had to be slain. Jesus is that lamb that was slain. The shadow of the temple. The temple was broken down. Not one stone was upon it. And we are now built upon the foundation of Jesus Christ, the prophets and the apostles. So, yeah, the wonderful thing now, at one time you had to be a Jew, or you had to become a Jew, joining one of the 12 tribes, to have access to God and His covenant of love. But now, when Jesus came, what did He speak about? He spoke about the kingdom of God in many, many parables. And that's what He made available. He was representing the heart of the Father, the true worship in spirit and in truth. And then He died so that we can all be brought back. And then and that's where the Spirit of God came. Amen. And there in this new Jerusalem, the Jesus is the Lamb. And we can see it so beautifully in Hebrews 12:22. We have come to the heavenly Jerusalem, to innumerable, to the city of the living God. And then it goes on to speak about the angels and the Father's presence, the Father there and Jesus there, and Jesus still speaking, and the church of the firstborn. So that's us now, the Spirit of just been made perfect. That's us. In born again, we. Our spirits are set apart. I mean, He circumcises our hearts to serve the living God, and we receive a new spirit and a new heart. And Jesus put it this way. He says, unless you're born again, you will not enter the kingdom or see the kingdom. So in the book of Colossians, it says, we are taken out of the kingdom of this world into the kingdom of the Son of His love. So that's the reality now. It's we in the kingdom. And Jesus went on in chapter 5, where He spoke to the lady at the well there. And she says in that, you know, you guys worship in Jerusalem, and we worship on the mountain. And then Jesus says, time will come, and now is, when you will not worship on the mountain or in Jerusalem, but you will worship in spirit and in truth. And that's the reality that has come now. We come into the kingdom, into the family, and into the presence of God, the Father and Son, and then by the leadings of the Holy Spirit, we start beholding all is new, and we find ourselves, and then we are loved, and we love others, and that's what it's all about now. But dwelling in the new Jerusalem, amen, where one died for all. And one lives for all. Amen. So be blessed as you just develop on schedule. Stay in kingdom realities, worshiping spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name, amen.